Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simon Shin Pei Beis. And we've been dealing with acquiring the rights of a non-Jewish person who lives in a chatzah with at least two other Jews or more Jews, and how one can do so. So in yesterday's discussion, we talked about acquiring the rights directly from the non-Jewish person himself. Today we begin with Sif Yud Aleph, and the Mechaber tells us that even though in yesterday's shiur we said you can't acquire the rights bal karcho against the wishes of the non-Jew, nevertheless, avo me ishto, but from the non-Jewish person's wife, o mischiro ulakito, or from various hired workers that he has. We'll see the difference between a socher is a person who is hired, lavodas kol shana, the Mishnah Berurah will tell us, and lakito is a person who's only hired for a part-time job, for example, during the harvest season. So from these workers of the balabais, or from the wife of the balabais, you are allowed to purchase the rights to the yard from them. They're willing. It's not bal karcho against them. The ishto of the person, the non-Jewish person, is willing to sell, to rent, or the workers are willing to rent the rights, even though afapishu mocha, even though the balabayis over here, the non-Jewish person, isn't willing to do such a rental. And the Ramah adds, uschiro shel schiro, the worker of the worker, or ulakito shel balabayis, or the gatherer of the balabais over here, they're both considered hu kiskir balabais biatzmo. They both have the same halachic rights as the renter of the balabais. So therefore, the renter of the renter, or the workers over here, they all are halachically considered. He brings us down the name of the Rivash, that you can acquire the rights to the yard from them, even though the actual owner, the non-Jewish owner over here, is not interested in doing so. It's bal karcho, but it's obviously with the permission or the interest of the wife or of the workers. Now, that's a mouthful. So let's look inside now in the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Beis. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, Avo mi ishto, from the man's wife, v'hu adin me'echa b'nei beiso. It's not only his wife, it would be his children or other people that live in that house. Likewise, one could acquire the rights from them. The issue footnote number 53 brings down, v'yimsachu mi balabayis v'chazabo, if originally they had acquired the rights of the balabayis and he retracted, but his wife says she's willing to continue, so then the Chazonish says, in that situation, this is called bal karcho, even though the wife is willing, but since the original rental was from the owner and he's now retracting, so you have to go do a new schiras from the wife in order for this to work. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Omi Schiru Lakito brings down from the Atze Amugim, and he says the Boinan Davka Kshielo Leschiru Ulakito Rishus Lishtames Bebeso O Bechatzero. These workers over here, these hired workers that we're talking about, that you can acquire the rights directly from them, is only talking about workers that actually have usage over here of the house and/or of the courtyard. The issue footnote number 63 adds, from the Chazon Ish, Shadafka Kishashiro Ulikito Gorim Bechatzazu. They have to live in this courtyard over here. Avalim Him Gorim Bechatzar Charis, but live in another courtyard, even though it's owned by the same non-Jewish person, any Chom Lahaskir Chatzazu. They can't go and rent out this courtyard. And Dershu footnote number 64 brings down from the Bir Halacha that is coming up later on, Dibra Maskul Vadayin, he says, Shasham Goras Shiesh Lo Rishush Lishtames Bebayis Ubechatzar Adono. It has to be both, not just the Chatzar, but it has to be in the house as well, that he has some sort of Rishush. Therefore, he's acting on behalf of the Balabayis and not as a totally independent entity. If these conditions aren't fulfilled, then the Chofetz Chaim says at the end of the Bir Halacha, Halav Hachilo, if he doesn't have the rights in the Bais and or the Chatzar, so then he in fact doesn't have the right to go and rent out the rights on behalf of the owner over there as a Socher or a Lakito in this type of a situation. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah says that when he says Meschiru Lakito, Pirush Socher is Lavodas Kol Hashana. As I mentioned before, the Mishneh Berurah says that a Socher is a person who's hired for the whole year, Ulakito is Limos HaKotz, a person who's only hired for the harvest season. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Lamed Vav, brings this down from Rashi, and he adds from the Rambam, V'adin Shaar Mishoso. This would be true for other workers as well, not only these gatherers and people who work for him as a Socher. This would apply to other workers of his as well. And the Shaar HaTzion, Os Lamed Zayin, brings down, he doesn't bring down the words of the Bach, Shemachalik bin Ishto Leschiru Lakito, that the Bach does make a distinction between the power of the wife versus the power of the Socher and the Lakito. However, he brings down the other Achronim, they hold like the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why he didn't bring down the opinion of the Bach. Mishneh Berurah continues, Sivkat and Lamedalid, that you're allowed to go and acquire the rights from the wife or from the worker, even though Afapishumoki, even though the Balabais himself protests. And issue footnote number 58 points out, even though you can't go and force the Baal HaBayis or another person to be mishtatif in an Erev Baal Korcho. In this situation, we call Makom Moel Liskor Miishto Maskiro Velikito Baal Korcho. You can go and willingly go and rent from the wife or the workers, even though the husband or the Baal HaBayis over here refuses to do so. Why is that? So he brings up the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shepa'amim Gam HaSocher Eino Maskim LaHaskir. Because the worker may not be willing to do this, the wife may not be willing to do this, and therefore the Yitzarach HaSor Lot Tzit Misham. And therefore the Jewish people wouldn't be allowed to stay over there and carry in that area, and therefore the Chachamim were Makel over here in this situation as if they were the Baal HaBayis. And this is really explained further as we read the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat Lamed Dalet. Kiven demi ikar adin ein diras oseres. Min hadin, the non-Jewish person doesn't have the right to ask you from carrying that area. Midaraisa, you'll have to carry without an Erev Chatzeros, and certainly with an Erev Chatzeros, midaraisa, the non-Jewish person can't ruin it for you. But the rabbis taught us, they want to make a gzer over here, elikadeshul yilma mimaisa, we don't want you living with them. Therefore, hekelu bolio safilu schiro nechshav le'inyon zeh kebal habayis. So, they were lenient in where they applied the gzeir, and they said, you have to go and rent from the non-Jewish person, but we'll allow you to rent from his wife or from his workers, even though he doesn't wish to. However, the Vilna Gaon brings down, because of Agra B'Beiuro, and the Bira Agra, he writes, Dizel Rak Lidia Rishona, Sheb Simen Shin Samach Zayin. We had a machlokas over there, is this allowed in Simen Shin Samach Zayin? And this only goes according to that opinion. Abul Adas Yesh Omrim Shom, but according to the second opinion over there, the Yesh Omrim, Gam Beishto En Yochel Liskor Mimeno, you wouldn't be allowed to go and rent from the wife over here, Im Habal Mocheba, the Feirish, Shalotaski. If the husband said, I specifically state I do not want this, as opposed to the Stam position, we just didn't rent from him. If he specifically states he doesn't want to, the Vilna Gaon says it wouldn't be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Hei says that the worker of the worker is also good. This is only, of course, if he has the right. If the worker who's working for the Baal HaBayis is allowed to hire additional workers, who have the rights to go throughout the house, then they're all acting on behalf of the original Baal HaBayis over here. So then the worker of the worker is considered like the worker of the Baal HaBayis, as long as it's done with permission. The issue footnote number 61 brings out from the Vilna Gaon, Sheicholim Liskor Mischiro Shel Asacha Sheishlo Rishus Laniach Kalim Shel Adonav. As long as he has the rights to leave some kalim over there, so that's also called that he is the worker of the original owner, not just the worker of the worker, and this functions. The issue footnote number 62 brings down, V'af Shel Baal HaBayis V'Hisacha Rishon Mochimbo. You're allowed to go and rent from the worker of the worker, even if the original worker and even if the Baal HaBayis protest. And he brings out from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that this works, Kedin Shiro Lekito, Shesochu Mimeno, Af Al Pi Shel Baal HaBayis Mocheh. Just like the Socher or the Loket is allowed to go and rent out the rights even against the wishes of the Baal HaBayis, so too can the worker of the worker do the same thing. It works by the same principle. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Imeinu Rotz Lahaskir, if the non-Jewish person doesn't want to go and rent out the rights, so what can you do? What are the Eitzes? So Yiskariv Lo Echel Bimnei Echotzer, one of the people living in that courtyard should be friendly with him. Achiyashilo Rishuso, until you're allowed to go and borrow some area of his Rishus, Shiilo Rishus Laniach Boshum Dovar, and he allows you to go put something over there. So you say, can I store my wheelbarrow over there in your yard? As long as you can go and put the wheelbarrow in his yard, that would be fine. And in this situation, you don't have a problem. You now are considered like you've rented his rights over there. In this way, the Havilei Kischiro Lukita, you become like the Socher in the Loket, and therefore, you're allowed to go and do this. And this can be done, even Umaskir Shlomi Das and Yehudi. Now you're functioning, even though he doesn't know that you're doing so. However, he brings down over here Yesh Omer from the tour in the Rebbeinu Yerucham, She'enu Tzorach Lahaskir. In this situation, when this Jewish person has been given permission to store something in the non-Jewish person's place, you don't have to go and rent from the Jewish person who did this. It's enough if that Jewish person, Elanosein Eruvo, if he just contributes to the Erev Chatzeros over here, Vidayo. You don't have to rent from him. As long as he participates in the Erev Chatzeros, it would be adequate as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav, Hu Adin, Afilu Shelo B'nei Achotzer. This works over here, even if a Jewish person who's not in the chotzer were to obtain permission to go and store something in the non-Jewish person's house, the Orcha de Musanokat, but it just says more likely that it's going to be somebody who lives in that courtyard is going to do this, but technically even if they didn't live in the courtyard, they could do this as well, because they would be essentially taking his place, and then you could either rent it from this Jewish person, or if he participates in the Erev, that would work. Sivkot Lamed Zayin, Tekona Osa Amakam, when he goes and puts his items over there, it's as if he is considered the owner of that place, by putting something there on Erev Shabbos, and therefore it is acceptable that you now can acquire the rights from him, or Alternatively, as we said, the more lenient opinion is as long as he participates in the Erev. However, the Mishnah brings down Ludatz Harbe Poskim Mahani Aval Pishasuko Achachamishon. According to many Poskim, he brings down that this works even if you don't leave it there permanently, as long as you had the right to put it over there. Kivin Shekvar Kana Oso Amokom, since you have the rights over there, Lahaniach Bo Kishiyirtsa, to put anything that you want over there whenever you want, so even if you don't have it over there, it still works. In this situation, since you are allowed to store something over there, you're considered like his partner, you're considered like his sachir, essentially, and therefore they can acquire the rights from you, even if the owner doesn't wish to. According to the first opinion over here, you have to rent it from this Jewish person, because even though he's a Jewish person, but he's functioning as the shaliach, so to say, he's functioning as the non-Jewish person, and therefore the Jewish person can't be stronger than the non-Jewish person who is, so to say, standing in on his behalf. And therefore, this is not like the previous case that we've had with five people living in a courtyard that only one of them has to go and acquire the rights of the non-Jewish person. Like we learned, that one person acquiring it is good enough. There it's different. Shani Hasim. That one Jewish person acquired the rights from the Akum through a schiris. Over here, here it's not a real schiris, it's just a sheila. And therefore it won't work without doing the schiris as well. Because by a non-Jewish person, Shaila is not good enough according to the opinion that we hold like, and you need to do an actual Schiris. So it's not enough that you just have permission over there, you're borrowing it, but you're functioning over here as a Socher and a locket of him, and that person has to have a rental rather than just giving it over. Sivkot Mem, the more lenient opinion of the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that he could just participate in the Erev Chatzeros, he doesn't actually have to go and rent it to the people in the courtyard. According to this day, according to this opinion, it's not only a rental, who had in Shela. Shela also works. And here, it's a Shela, and therefore the Shela over here works for everybody else. Kemo, by Yisiv Tes, like we had the other opinion in Schiris in regards to rental. So this opinion holds a rental or a lending is fine. Therefore, when he now participates with the Erev Chatzeros with everybody else, that is adequate. However, one should take the more stringent approach over here and rent it from this Jewish person who's acting on behalf of the non-Jewish person, rather than just relying upon the more lenient opinion of the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that She'ela is fine. The issue footnote number 68 brings down a very interesting additional suggestion from the Sefer Chochmas Halev that says as long as the non-Jewish person were to give you something and you're storing it, so then you're considered over here as well, acting on his behalf. Nasa Yisrael l'schiru l'kito, shochol l'haskir, and then you could go and rent out on his behalf. All he has to do is say, can I hold something for you? I'm more than happy to keep something stored in my place for you, and that would work as well. Sivkot Mem Beis, we said in this lenient opinion, all you have to do is participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and that's fine. So the Mishnah said, "L'chora mashma de lo tzorich la'erev ela kashum mibnei achatzer." This seems to suggest that only if he's a bnei achatzer does he have to participate in the erev chatzeros. Ukemoshu ma'ariv mechaber, as the mechaber said, "Avol mechidush erashba mashma dafilu eino dar bechatzer hitzvichu chacham liten chelik be'erev." According to the more strict opinion of the Rashba, even if he's not living in that chatzer, he still would have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, Mishum Hai Bayish Alakum, because he's considered like the Dira of the Akum over there. So it's considered like he's over there. The Chashvinu Leiki Ilu Dor Sham. It's as if he is living over there, and therefore you would have to go in this situation and participate in the Erev Chatzeros, even if you're not living there. Dirush footnote number 70 explains further on this. He says, Mishum Sha'ide Shelosso, by your borrowing the place from the non-Jewish person, Nechshav Kilu Hu Habalim Adira Sanochri. It's like you are the Nochri over there, and therefore you have a dwelling over there, even if you're not dwelling there. L'chein Av She'eno Dor B'chotzer, Nechshav Kilu Hu Dor Sham. It's as if you're living over there, and this is the way the Chazon Ish Paskins you should hold. If you give him, Mechaber writes, Im Yichei Lo Mokom Bebayis Shemashalo. If the non-Jewish person gave you a place in the house, and you're borrowing that place, kiven she'eno kishlucho b'chol habayis lo mahani, that wouldn't work. If he just says, you can go over here, but you can't go anyplace else, that will not work. Then you become like a separate owner of part of the house, but you're not acting on behalf of the guy. So in this situation, if you're not a shutuf in some way with the guy, so the fact that he gave you rights to a specific place, and as we'll see, he can't take that away from you, and he's not a partner with you in that place, so then you're just like another dweller in the courtyard, and it has nothing to do with the non-Jewish person, and therefore you can't go and act on behalf of the non-Jewish person in this situation. The Chafetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Im Yichid Lo explains, in the Beis Yosef, he brings down, Shadavka kishemono beperush nishtamish b'chol habayis. This is only where the non-Jewish person said specifically, you only have this place and you can't use the rest of the house. Abel koz man shalom min or behedja, but if he didn't specify, you can't go anyplace else. So even though, afal gav shehir shalom l'niach kelim b'zavas achas, even though he said you can put your kelim over here, but since he didn't say you can't go anyplace else in the house, amina shadaito shalakam hoyolai shoso, so gam kem b'shar makomos. You can presume that he's allowing you to go elsewhere as well, and therefore you do have a shut with him, and you can act on his behalf. The Bach is cholik on this, and El Yeraba agrees, as well as the Taz, with this opinion. The Mishnah Berurah himself, in Sivkot and Gimel, explains further that it's not going to work over here. V'achroni miskim l'dina, l'maisa, the psak is, d'holo mahani yichud mokom hainu, that when it doesn't work over here, that he designated you to a place, a specific place, is only dafko kishen lo rishus l'shtamish b'oso mokom sheichud lo klal, when the non-Jewish person has totally removed himself from using that place. V'gamini yuchol l'sako, when he doesn't have the right to remove you from that place. In that situation, imkein, too lo hevik yishlucho, you're not functioning as his shaliach, kivin she'en lo shaychusimo, you essentially have broken any relationship with him, because you're only allowed to go there, and he's not, and he can't remove you from there. Avol, the Mishnah Berurah says, but if the place that the Jew has is still allowed to be used by the non-Jewish person, or he can kick you out anytime he wants, therefore, in that situation, so then you're still connected to him, and you are therefore functioning as a shaliach, and somewhat paradoxically, you can rent it out to the other Jewish people in the chotzer, even though if it was more yours, you wouldn't be able to rent it out. We can see this even more clearly in Dershu footnote number 72 from the Chazon Ish, who brings down that the schiris over here works shaydeshim is ariv im rishus hanochri by your being part of the nochri, so to say, hivkiu chacham mizdiras hanochri, but also kedir shel behema. So in this situation, your being there removes the nochri, so to say, from being an entity there by himself, and therefore you can act on his behalf. Mikoach diur hanochri, you're acting as a functionary of the nochri. Avul nusriru lakito yeshched demiyucha vein hanochri yochol esalkol cheder acher nechshev zdiras esochav alokit ladiru b'fnei atzma. Likewise, if the sriru alokit of the non-Jewish person was totally secluded in his own area without the right of the non-Jewish person to kick him out or to use that area, so then the same thing would apply. You wouldn't be able to rent from the Sochro and the Lokin in that situation as well. Sif Yadal, the Mechaber writes, Sochro Mishiro Lekito Luzman. If this worker over here or the gatherer was designated for a certain specified amount of time, so afa pisha silko tochasman, even though the non-Jewish person removed this worker during that period of time. Let's say, for example, he hired this worker for a half a year, and after 3 months he says, I don't like you anymore, I'm kicking you off the job. So in this situation, afa pisha silko tochasman, even though during the 6 month period of time that the worker had rented out the rights, he's kicked out after 3 months, tochasman, miyosukhiro, ulukito, he's no longer working for the non-Jewish person, nevertheless, mutarim atomasman. That 6 month period of time that it was rented from still allows them to carry for that entire 6 month period of time if they make an Eruv Chatzeros. But if it wasn't for a specified period of time, he just hired him as a worker. So then, Kivan Shasuko Nisbatel Eskiris. Then, as soon as that worker is no longer employed by the non-Jewish person, so then his rights to have sold on behalf of the non-Jewish person are no longer in effect. And in this situation, he wouldn't be allowed to go, and they wouldn't be allowed to go and carry any further in that yard. They'd have to make a new rental from the non-Jewish person or from a new worker that he would hire. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Dalet, the reasoning is, Hatam, the Chashvin and also Aschiris, Kilu Sachum Balabais. Because when they rent it from the worker, it's as if they rented it from the Balabais. And as we learned previously, that you're not allowed to go retract once you've paid for it. Kivin Shenechshav, Kilu Osib Rishuso. Since they did it with his permission, he can't retract in the middle. The deal is a deal for the entire 10 weeks, 6 months, 3 months period of time. Sivkot Mem, hey, therefore, the Wadin Kishimesa Sachum Alokit, the same din applies. If Rachman Litzlan, the worker died over here, Ken Katsu Chayodim Sharachonim, they paskin over here Chayodim and other Chayodim, that the same halacha applies, that it goes until the end of the period, even if they passed away. Sivkot Memvav, Dahave Stama, if it's a Stam period of time, not a specified period of time, Yochol Lachzarach Shabbos Rishonah, Masai Shirtzah, as we pointed out previously, Kamosha Kosu Sivvav, that if the non-Jewish person gave you the rights and then he retracted them after that first Shabbos, so it was a Stam period of time, he's allowed to retract whenever he wants. And therefore, in this situation, there is no allowance to continue. And therefore, only during this period of time, when he is actually working, does he have the right to go and sell it? But as soon as his work rights are terminated, he's no longer a hiree of the non-Jewish person. So then in a stam situation, he loses the ability to have sold the field on behalf of the non-Jewish person, and therefore returns to its original state that the non-Jewish person, you have to go and acquire the rights from him, rent the rights from him, if you want to have your Erev Katzeris work. With that, we conclude today's shiur.